Hey, Dawn. Did you know scientists are using X-rays to find out the color of fossilized skin and feathers?
I can understand using X-rays to see bones, but how can they possibly figure out color, Yael?
Scientists started with the pigment melanin. It's the molecule that gives skin, hair, and feathers their dark colors. It's stored in little pigment sacs called melanosomes. Some people have darker skin than others because they have more melanosomes. When a person tans, that's because the cell is making more pigment.
So if I have black hair, that means I have lots of melanin.
That's right.
I still don't understand what X-rays have to do with it.
Melanin pigment binds to copper and other metals. Even though an animal dies and its skin and feathers fossilize, metals don't degrade over time. Researchers found that if they bombard fossils with a special type of intense X-ray produced at the Stanford Synchrotron Radiation Light Source National Accelerator, they can find the pigment's location. So far, they've found dark color patterns in bird, fish, and squid fossils. They've also discovered that the oldest beaked bird, which lived almost 120 million years ago, had black feathers on its head, body, and breast. Before this, artists who made conceptual drawings of the bird had to make up its color.
What about other colors, like red and yellow?
This is a brand new technique, so scientists can only identify melanin right now. I'm sure they'll figure out how to identify other colors soon.
Wow, that's fascinating. I'd better get outside.
Outside?
Yeah, to get a tan, just in case some future paleontologist finds me.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University, with production support from the Office of the Provost.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.